as Jesus watched false disciples part ways with him and return home. He turned to his closest disciples that remained and asked them if they wanted to follow suit. Jesus didn't ask this question for his own self-esteem. Jesus asked the question for the disciples' own benefit. He was testing them. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Peter's response to Jesus' question is very telling. It's instructive as well. John chapter 6, verse 68, "Lord, to whom shall we go?" Peter is saying, we know where those people are going. Those who are turning away, we know exactly where they're going. They're going back to the old lifestyles, the old way of living, and we've been there and can attest that there is no true joy and eternal life, no salvation in that. We've experienced life and joy in you. Where else would we go? We know what is out there, and we know who is before us. So, no, sir, we will not go with them. Where else would we go? You are the Holy One, and we believe in you. Here's what we learn. Perseverance of the saints is not meant to rob you of joy in life, but to fill you with joy in Christ. And this should lead us to love this text and to love the Lord, because oftentimes we think of perseverance as a great burden that we have to bear. But perseverance of the saints is not a weight to bear, but a wonder to experience. And we live this out by noticing that when other people abandoned Jesus, the disciples reaffirm their faith in Jesus. When other people in your life abandon Jesus and they turn and walk away, know that it's time to strengthen your grip on Him and to remind yourself that there is no other true alternative to life and joy. Listen to what it says in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 40. God says, "I will make with them an everlasting covenant, that I will not turn away from doing good to them, and I will put the fear and awe and wonder of me in their hearts, that they may not turn from me." In other words, a true disciple walks with Jesus day by day. As you pray today, please remember Hannah McClellan, our missionary in Mexico. And also remember the Farsi LifeWord broadcast heard throughout Afghanistan, Armenia, Iran, Turkey, and Turkmenistan.